Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns on the line from jasoncairns.com and his home in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a Taco Tuesday today. A lot of people, tacos on Tuesday for you?
We used to do tacos on Tuesday all the time, and we haven't for quite a while. So
yeah,
that's actually maybe a good option for dinner tonight. So
I was thinking maybe taco soup.
Huh, yeah, but that'd be a good option, too. I haven't had that for a long time.
But the warmer it gets, you kind of get out of that whole deal. But
I think that's one of the things. You know, soup is such a comforting food. But,
yeah,
man, I don't know why we do it only during the winter.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I brought it. Some folks had a baby last summer, some friends in Chippewa Falls, and that was my meal. That's kind of my standard for them. In fact, I'm kind of ruffled. Well, another friend had surgery recently, and I said I'd make a meal, and then they said, no Asian or Mexican. And I was just like, okay, what else did you want me to make?
Yeah, so, I don't know what to make then, yeah.
Yeah.
And a box of ho-hos.
Well, apparently Italian was okay. So I'm like, okay, so if I got you a pizza, so I don't know.
Yeah, but perfect. Yeah.
My daughter's trying to dare me to make lasagna. But yeah, I don't know. So I made it last summer, but when it's warm, I mean, they ate it and everything, but it was like, you know, it's 90 degrees and you're getting soup. It just didn't seem to connect. So.
Yeah, then you get the sweats, I suppose.
So I wanted to spiritually deal with, you wrote Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, before you had launched into Letters to the Beloved. And so something that you and Vladimir Putin have in common, and maybe it's the only thing, but he's quoting John 15:13, which talks about giving up your life for your brothers. And so that got some headlines.
Yeah, it sure did.
And I thought that maybe to contrast that, we should read what you had to say about that same verse.
Yeah, it sounds great. I would say we're also both bald.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, we could add that. So, sure, so John 15:13, you know, classic verse says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. What I wrote about that was Jesus expanded upon the meaning of true love. His love was one of serving others and seeking their best, which is the life he has called each of us to live. He said that the greatest love comes from a willingness to lay down one's life for others. He was less than 24 hours from the cross when he would willingly offer this ultimate sacrifice for his friends. Greater love indeed. Loving others may involve real sacrifice, not merely mild discomfort. Through the last two millennia, many Christians have died for their faith, which has served to extend the kingdom of God. Tertullian, the early church father, said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Even if we are not called to die for our faith, we are asked to lay down our lives.
Well, and hence, so I guess one can understand where certainly Russians, Ukrainian civilians are dying in this. And if Putin is using that idea about no greater love hath a man than lay down his life for his friends. And so I guess that is what's being invoked. And yet it calls to mind a lot of, apart from what you said there, it calls to mind a lot of political usage of scripture and much that can be used even spiritually. That's just like, you know what? This will accomplish my purposes rather than trying to say, what is this about? Right.
Right. You know, I think that's one of the things that's one of the unfortunate things that we do is we sometimes co-opt scripture for gain, things like political gain, for example. And we find verses that, you know, stir people, and then we say, hey, this is what's going on, when to me it feels like what's happening with Putin is quite the opposite. You know, I think of our friend Larry, who used to say that he realized when he would give talks that every time he would say the word God, people would say amen. And so he started recognizing he would just add the word God into what he was saying, and it would stir people. And he said, you know, am I actually touching people's hearts, or am I just saying this for the points that I gain? And so he began to make it his mission to not have people respond kind of superficially like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, and we see so much of that where people pull up scripture that may or may not apply just to, I think, hopefully connect people or pull them in to their own mission rather than what God is calling us to do.
Why don't you close us out? You got this great devotion. You get the book and then the devotional is how Notes from the Upper Room yep. is available. People can order that on Amazon as they've got to know you and said, hey, I want to, this is a great resource yep. in John 13 through 17, the Upper Room Discourse, which again, with the Easter season coming, very appropriate, but there's a closing prayer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so the closing prayer, I said, Jesus, help me to never lose sight of the beauty of your crucifixion, the ultimate act of self-denial. You died so that I might live. Teach me to live in such a way that I lay my self-centeredness at the foot of the cross and live to love others fully. Amen.
Amen indeed. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cans, jasoncans.com. All right, we've got birthdays today, but right at the head of the list is Jim Johnson. Turning 56, I believe, and we share a wonderful friend, Bob Linder. Birthday Bob in Rice Lake, Packer Bob, he goes by both, and he sent me a picture of some of the guys who were at Arrowhead Bible Camp recently, earlier even this month, and he says, Jim is just to the right of me. And yeah, Jim, I believe it was the Josh Wilson concert back in November in Cumberland. That my wife and I saw you at, or at least I visited with you briefly. But, yeah, Bob says about Jim, he says he listens to Wib a lot in the morning, and he's a very dear friend. I was at Lambeau with him a few years back for a Packer win. I've been blessed to play with him as we've won many championships on the basketball court and softball field and intramural leagues here in Rice Lake together. And he's not done, Jim. He says you're a very gifted athlete and that you love the Lord. And then he does note that you're 56, quite close to my age. I'm your senior, however. So anyhow, happy birthday to Jim. Other folks celebrating a birthday today include the likes of John Reitan. We've got Chad Diesberg. Chad, happy birthday. His wife posting a little video on Facebook of their granddaughter greeting him as he came home, and that was exciting. Nick Gaiman, manning the clock at some Chi-High girls basketball games this year. Nick, I remember you on the ball court in high school like it was yesterday. What do you mean you're 34? How could that be? Where did the years go? You and Jeremy Noble, seniors together. Boy, I'll tell you what, you snap your fingers and 16 years goes by. Other birthdays we need to get to today because there are others, and we've taken our fair share of time on these already. But yes, on this 22nd of March, some other birthdays we're aware of include the likes of William Shatner from Star Trek. Captain Kirk is 91. He just went to space, right, with the gang Jeff Bezos' team. Novelist James Patterson, nobody writes more than him, 75, and teams up with other people like Bill Clinton and others. News anchor Wolf Blitzer, 74. Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, Phantom of the Opera, 74. Bob Costas, the big 7-0 today. Matthew Modine, the actor from Stranger Things, 63. Cole Hauser from TV's Yellowstone, 47. Kelly Williams from Family Matters, 46. Reese Witherspoon turning 46. NFL star J.J. Watt from played his high school ball in Brookfield. And, of course, for the Badgers, Houston and now Arizona, he is 33. Our promise of the day from 2 Peter 1:3, my divine power will give you all you need to live a good life. That's so good, it's for sure worth repeating. 2 Peter 1:3, my divine power will give you all you need to live a good life. Go check the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com. All right, we had some birthdays today on the CCM front, and where did that list go? All right, well, I saw that it was, yeah, here it is. You set it someplace. You ever get that? You set something someplace, but you don't want to lose it, and then you can't find it. So, or then what happens is you're like, okay, I know I'll remember it here, and then you don't remember that. Speaking of, we'll have to warn Jim as you turn a year older. Yeah, it gets harder here. 57's been tough. All right, we got the music going. I do the announcing and the shooting. I'm sure you feel for me at 7 before 7 o'clock. So we'll step to the line and do the best we can. Yeah, 5 for 5 seems, but one shot at a time. That's all you can do. All right, let's do this. All right. So we've got the 5 balls here. Thinking 5 for 5. Well, you know, the way that we made it work previously was what the Bucks did, right? The Bucks, when I was the ball boy, 40 years ago. So they start close to the hoop, and they get their first one, and then they step backwards. So we're 1 for 1, stepping back. The next shot is up, and it's good. 2 for 2. 2 for 2, stepping back again, like the big boys, like the big boys. All right, spinning the ball, getting a feel. Deep breath. All right, it's up. Yes, 3 for 3, baby. 3 for 3. Yeah. All right, now we're way back here. Yeah, way back. 3 for 3. 3 for 3.
All right, our song showdown continues. It's been quite a tournament so far, Caleb.
It really has, and we have had some surprises, some upsets,
yeah.
And then sometimes chalk holds as well. But who knows? This one is very intriguing to me.
Here's who's moved on. Johnny Cash, Jason Gray, Matthew West, Francesca Battistelli, Phillips Craig and Dean Crowder, Laura Story, and Micah Tyler.
And some of the upsets, again, have been, and it doesn't mean that these aren't phenomenal artists, but it's been a little surprising sometimes, uh-huh. too. For instance, our friend Sherry said, I'm still a little upset when yeah. I hear a Newsboys song because I think, how did they not move on? And that's what I love about this because we have no clue what's going to happen.
Managers of the artists and the fans of those artists can second guess and go, should have gone with a different song, etc. But there's always next year.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always next year.
I think we should do this every year. It's
very popular and fun. All right, so Seth and Owen going with Need to Breathe. Need to Breathe.
Solid.
Against a dear brother in the Lord who left us 25 years ago this August, Rich Mullins. So again, two great artists and powerhouses. Need to Breathe is going to be Lay 'Em Down. Rich Mullins, Sing Your Praise to the Lord.
And that's Dan from Rice Lake. So mm-hmm. Dan from Rice yes. Lake against Seth from Owen.
Yes.
Need to Breathe against Rich Mullins. Lay 'Em Down against Sing Your Praise to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Voting open until 7:45.
All right, so a little bit less than usual. 396-1670 and also the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Here's Need to Breathe, song 1, Lay 'Em Down on WIB.
Lay 'Em Down. Come lay 'Em Down.
Seth and Owen going with Need to Breathe, our song showdown, WWIB, the first of two, and out to an early lead, apparently.
Yes, both on the WWIB new WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and by text. Early voting, definitely favoring Need to Breathe, but as you just mentioned, Rich Mullen is going to hold your attention for 5 minutes here. So
mm-hmm. He's
Mullins
got a ground
versus
game.
Need to Breathe. Who moves on?
He's got an 83-second musical intro, so we can just continue to...
Yes. So here's the ways to vote. 715-396-1670. Text 715-396-1670. We always say family votes are welcome mm-hmm. either for one artist or the other, or split. It's just mm-hmm. on your honor. But also, you can get a bonus vote every time we do this in our CCM Song Showdowns. Join the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook, the group, not the page. Join the new private group. Ask for admission. We'll let you in. And then you can get a bonus vote.
Hmm.
You can vote twice. Can't do that in the real world.
No.
You can here.
You can in Chicago. But anyhow, hey, Rich Mullins, second song. Song showdown until 7:45 against Need to Breathe. Lay 'Em Down. 715-396-1670 or on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
One vote separates these two right now.
Wow.
From Seth from Owen, Need to Breathe, his first song in the CCM Song Showdown, the WIB Wake Up Show, Lay 'Em Down, against Rich Mullins. Dan from Rice Lake is
yeah.
managing Rich and goes with what you just heard, Sing Your Praise to the Lord. We had a big groundswell of support from Rich as soon as the song started playing, or for Rich, and then we had it kind of balance out a little bit. So right now, one vote separating. Ooh. We're not going to tell you who right now. One vote separating Need to Breathe and Rich Mullins, and voting goes until 7:45.
There you go. All right. 396-1670, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
One more update on voting here, Halvo. So on the new WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, where you can get a bonus vote, we had a swelling of support, including the Swoboda family saying, yep, 6 votes.
Mm.
6 votes for Rich Mullins. And so Rich jumped out into the lead by 8 votes. Well, now Deanna from Owen, where Seth from Owen is from, who nominated Need to Breathe, she says, yeah, we've got 6 from our family for Need to Breathe. Unbeknownst, these two families evening each other out with 6 and 6. this it pays to have a big family.
And it's also like an election where you go in this part of town and that part of town, right?
So yeah, it's really close now. Again, doing this in my head, Rich Mullins is up by 3 votes right now with about 10 minutes left to vote.
The final 7 seconds of the polls being open, about ready to shut the door on your votes in our first song showdown of the morning, and it is 7:45 on the nose.
Yes, and so voting is now closed, and I will just refresh one more time in our new The WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, where, again, if you didn't get to vote, you can vote there next time at 8:15 to 8:45. But voting is now officially closed, and by 9 votes, Rich Mullins moves on. Rich Mullins knocks out Need to Breathe. So Dan from Rice Lake and Rich Mullins Sing Your Praise to the Lord. His next song is going to have to be on deck because Rich Mullins defeats Need to Breathe. It was tied, but again, some family votes made the difference here today. And by 9, Rich moves on. But this was one of our more hotly contested matchups so far.
Feeling for Seth and Owen. Seth, you had a great nominee in Need to Breathe. Maybe next year, friend. In the meanwhile, Rich Mullins, 25 years after his going to be with the Lord, he moves on to the second round.
Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-396-1670 is our text line, but that's not what we're asking you to call right now. We're asking you to call our studio line at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We want to hear your lovely voices, and we are giving away an album, a digital album of someone with a wonderful voice, Phil Wickham, his new one, Hymn of Heaven. We're giving away a digital album download so we can send this wherever you might be listening to us from. Send it digitally to you. So Phil Wickham, Hymn of Heaven, digital album download. If you can be the first one to call 715-723-2555 and answer this query. Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show. This year, your average, you'll eat about 9 pounds of what? This year, you will eat about 9 pounds of what? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. What are we talking about? 723-2555 is studio line for a chance to win a digital download of the new Phil Wickham album.
It's tough. So many choices. Hi, what's your guess?
My guess is butter.
Butter. Not butter, but thank you, and try again. 723-2555. We'll eat about 9 pounds of what each of us this year?
It's hard to know because you'd almost want to see, like, comparison. Well, how much do I eat of other foods?
Right? Anyhow. It's not butter. 715-723-2555 for a digital album download of the new one from Phil Wickham called Hymn of Heaven. What do you think? 715-723-2555. And I'll just say, too, it is not butter. It's not any sort of condiment. It's not any sort of condiment. There's a clue, but I will not give it yet. 715-723-2555, Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show. If you want a chance to win the new album from Phil Wickham, we'll send it to you digitally wherever you might be.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, WWIB.
Is it chocolate?
Is it chocolate? It is not chocolate. I would think that maybe we would eat more than 9 pounds of chocolate per year, but maybe that's just because I eat more than
that.
Well,
we saw you yesterday with your Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Yeah, who did that? You are awesome, whoever you are. Somebody dropped off a surprise of my favorite ever Easter treat. Thank you. I don't know who you are because I wasn't out there and neither was Michelle, but thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi, I'm
going to
guess bananas.
Bananas, yeah. Get that potassium, but not bananas. Not bananas, not butter, not chocolate. If you're average, you'll eat 9 pounds of this. This year, 9 pounds of what?
Hello?
How about potato chips?
How about potato chips? And again, I heard, I think it's Doritos is going to put 5 less chips in every bag now. It's not potato chips. Call us back. Try again.
Good morning.
Morning. Is it peanut butter?
Is it peanut butter? It's not peanut butter. We're more into the crunchy right now in my household. This year, you'll eat about 9 pounds of what? Not peanut butter, not potato chips.
Good morning.
Good morning. How about sugar?
Sugar. I fear we eat more than that in various forms, especially if you drink Kool-Aid and put as much sugar in it as I did when I was growing up. It is not sugar. 715-723-2555. We are giving away a free digital download of the brand new album from Phil Wickham. 715-723-2555 if you have a guess.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it cheese?
Is it cheese? Not cheese. Even here in the dairy capital of the world, it is not cheese. This year, you'll eat about 9 pounds of what?
Venison?
Venison. Oh, yeah, I like that guess, but it is not correct either.
And on I'd Rather Be Hunting Day, that would have been a good one.
But, yeah, we'll give you more details on that and the Moldy's Prize for Hope and Hoops Day. Let's take one more guess and then give a clue, Havel.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. How about bacon?
How about bacon? Not bacon. All right, so here's my clue. Should I give my clue or do you want to give yours?
Go ahead.
All right, so our very first guess was butter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Butter is very commonly eaten with this that we're talking about. So butter is very commonly used as a condiment of sorts on this food product. So this year you'll eat about 9 pounds of what? I don't know if that helps at all, but.
Yeah, well, good morning.
Pasta.
Pasta, not pasta. Getting lots of great guesses, though.
I can give my hint alongside of yours. Good morning.
Morning. Is it bread?
Is it bread? It is not bread. Hopefully, I didn't send you the wrong direction with that clue. All right, what's your clue, Havel?
I have a can of this out on our countertop with the intentions of using it in something that I would hope to make for dinner tonight.
Okay. All right, there you go. This year, you'll eat about 9 pounds of what?
Hi, WWIB.
Is it lobster?
Is it lobster? It's not lobster. 715-723-2555. Trying to give away a digital download of the new album from Phil Wickham, Hymn of Heaven, 715-723-2555. You can eat this in various forms. You can eat it in a canned form. You can eat it in a fresh form as well. And that's where I would say the butter comes in a little bit more.
Right.
And salt.
Hello? Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. I got to press
taco
the button.
Soup.
Yes, yes. So, what's your guess?
Yes, Mark always makes his Mexican taco soup, so I'm going to guess corn.
You're going to guess corn? You are absolutely correct. This year, the average American will eat 9 pounds of corn. Great job. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody Wells,
Papaliva. Jody, great job hanging the line for us, and we will let you know how we can get you this digital download. Are you a corn fan? And if so, what kind? Corn on the cob? Corn from a can? How's it go for you, Jody?
Yeah, we always garden, so we have fresh corn.
Yes.
And then I make a freezer corn also.
All right, you're my people. That's what I grew up on, too.
Okay.
Jody, you were you won the Phil Wickham, right?
Yep, Phil Wickham.
Tell you what, you gave us a cabin fever scream on the way out. Can you give us kind of a winner's scream here today?
Woo!
There we go. Thank you, Jody. Congratulations. Thanks for listening to WIV and knowing what your host's making for dinner. All right. Well, we've got Matt and Baronet, and he, on that morning, we were flooded with nominations for this Song Showdown tournament. Went with Brian and Katie Torwalt, and he's going with their song Shores. And the top seed in the whole tournament, I'll make no secret of it. I mean, I can only imagine the movie and all the deal, all their hits. Mercy Me's the top seed in the whole tournament, and that is Dan the Trucker from Janesville. He's in our neck of the woods on Thursday, so but he's going with Grace Got You.
All right, so Grace Got You against Shores, and here are the ways you can vote. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. That's our WIB listener line. You can text in your vote. Get a bonus vote for you and or your family at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, so search the WWIB Wake Up Show, not the page. We're transitioning over to a new private Facebook group so we can keep in touch with you better. There's actually a giveaway going on right there as well, too, for some cool merch. So that's where you can join up and get a second bonus vote. Who's going to win and move on? Again, we'll just say it's going to be a tough road for Brian and Katie to overcome Bart and the crew at Mercy Me. But stranger things have happened in the world.
We have been surprised. I was surprised most recently yesterday by the Micah Tyler elimination of Casting Crowns.
Yeah.
Nominated by Matt and Baronet, Brian and Katie Torwalt, song one of two songs here in our most recent song, Showdown, squaring up against Mercy Me from Dan the Trucker from Janesville, 396-1670, the talk and text line. You can also vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Grace Got You.
Mercy Me, they don't open with I Can Only Imagine or Almost Home, but Grace Got You, another great song, going against Brian and Katie Torwalt. Shores, how's the voting going?
Right now, again, we're seeing things fairly even so far.
Wow.
It looks like about five votes separating the two right now between Mercy Me, Grace Got You, Trucker Dan, Driver Dan from Janesville against Brian and Katie Torwalt, nominated by Matt from Baronet with Shores. Mm-hmm. So two ways you can vote, 715-396-1670 by text, 396-1670. Get a bonus vote by joining the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
All right, it would be a stunner if Mercy Me got knocked out. That's all I can say. All right, so again, we've got 10 minutes left in the voting. It's turned out to be a much closer contest than any of us could have dreamed. Mercy Me, nominated by Dan the Trucker in Janesville, who's in here in town on Thursdays in the Rice Lake area, squaring off against Matt from Baronets, Brian and Katie Torwalt. So 396-1670 in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Every vote counts. I'm still feeling the pain from my favorite artist of all time by far, Stephen Curtis Chapman, getting knocked out of the tournament by Laura Story. I thought we were friends, Laura. I thought we were friends. Here's SC Square. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We have a winner.
We do indeed. Yes, Mercy Me, nominated by driver Dan from Janesville. His first song, Grace Got You, against Matt from Baronet, who nominated Brian Katie Torwalt. His first song, Shores. It started out tight, as we often see in maybe the 1 versus 16 matchups in the NCAA tournament. There was a lot of fight from Brian and Katie Torwalt's fans, and they made it very close in the first few minutes, but then Mercy Me slowly and surely climbed, and eventually they ran away with it by 40 votes this morning. So Mercy Me, Grace Got You, the number one overall seed, does move on to the second round. Congratulations on an excellent effort, Brian and Katie Torwalt, but Mercy Me, moving on to round number two in our CCM Song Showdown here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Thank you again, everybody, for participating. And hopefully we'll get some nice participation in the last minute or two here for Hope and Hoops.
10 artists have now moved on to the second round. We'll have two more showdowns tomorrow and continuing throughout the week. We've got Paul Anthony, our guest shooter. Less than 2 minutes left in the clock between Mercy Me and Brian and Katie Torwalt, Caleb.
Yes, so Mercy Me has jumped out to a sizable lead. I don't know if that'll change the last minute and a half or not, but 715-396-1670. Get a bonus vote for either artist via the WWIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So you can join that.
We'll try to get Paul Anthony in here to actually talk to him. I don't know. I don't know that he can match your 6-for-6 performance. I mean, that was outstanding last night.
But maybe he can raise more pledges than me. So, again, thank you to Vicky for pledging. Jackie from Eau Claire, their family came in as guest shooters. Now they're pledging for PA. And Deb from Chippewa Falls, she says, $10 per shot, make it or miss it. So it amounts to a $50 flat pledge for Paul, as I know he was thanking her on the phone profusely, saying, hey, no pressure on me. I appreciate that. So you can pledge for PA. And Paul, we've been saying all throughout the morning that Paul is probably more of the hunter-gatherer than either of us. So he knows about this prize.
I'd rather be hunting day. I said you did go hunting with Elmer Fudd one time, right?
Well, I thought you were going to say Paul's more of the athlete in the group.
Well, probably that as well.
But thank you, Deb, for that wonderful pledge and everyone else. And, yeah, Elmer Fudd, let me think. Well, he used to go by the name of Greg Smith. I did go hunting with him, our former sales manager from long ago.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So, we haven't gone hunting and together.
Who said that Paul probably won't be able to match Caleb's 6 in a row?
I did.
Mark.
Yeah.
Have you seen me shoot
lately? You know, here's the thing. I'll step outside of the hunting. You were quite an athlete. The high jump record at Denmark High School, do you still hold it?
I guess according to my brothers.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How high?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
It's not that high.
Okay.
It's over 6 feet, though. It's over 6 feet and 1 inch.
That's probably better than both of us. I know it's better than me. And you were quite a tough hitter to face in softball back in the day. But now in your late 50s versus Caleb, this guy's focused. He's dialed in.
I think this is just a thing where we welcome each other onto their different respective shows. And so the pressure was off me yesterday. And so I had my best shooting performance of the month. And we're hoping for the same for Paul. Because have you had a 5-for-5 yet?
Just once.
Yeah. All right. Well, then you already were ahead of me. But maybe we can get some great pledges to encourage you.
It's all about pledges.
I don't know
for the
if I did this year. You know, I'm so old now, my memory fades. I know I had a 4-for-5. I don't know. I've only shot like maybe 2 times so far this year.
Yeah, it's been good. It's nice when other people come and shoot for us. Getting oh so close to the time. Paul Anthony, just some thoughts on the warm-ups.
Feels pretty good, Mark, but Caleb's freezing me by delaying this. We're already 5 minutes late.
He's like an NFL coach calling timeout before he kicks.
My arms are getting heavy, and I'm getting nervous now.
We just have so many great prizes today. I wanted to see if we can get one or two more pledges at 715-396-1670. Thank you to Mona, Cody, Brian, Vicky, Jackie, and Deb who've all pledged today. But not only is everybody who pledges today and all throughout the week in the running for a $400 Down to Earth Garden Center gift certificate, but
on Paul's show where he gets so many grand prize drawings.
Yeah, We want to add more to the grand prize drawing, but also we're giving away not one, but two prizes right after Paul shoots. We'll draw from everybody who's pledged for this Hope and Hoops shooting time. And again, all of your gifts, they go to support 20 programs here in WWIB that are not asked to pay for airtime, and you are the sponsors of them. So in this fundraiser here in March is a way of supporting Adventures in Odyssey and Greg Laurie and Johnny Erickson Tata, et cetera, et cetera. So two prizes. One, a $15 Down-to-Earth Garden Center gift certificate. You also could use that at the Mustard Seed Boutique or the 5 and 2 Cafe. But also, Halvo, we've got a great prize from I'd Rather Be Hunting Day, Moldy's Archery and Tackle, just across the street here in Halley. Their indoor shooting range.
That's right. Paul, have you been there for that?
I have.
Tell us about it.
The indoor shooting range? Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, you've got regular targets, or you can go into the video range and shoot at big game. And it's a lot of fun.
And this is for bow, right?
Yes.
For bow hunting.
All right, so somebody's going to win a gift card for Moldy's Archery and Tackle. That'll be the second drawing. But we ready for the music?
Yeah. Last second pledge is 715-396-1670. Paul, PA.
You're on the play-by-play.
All right. The drive with Paul Anthony mashing up with the Wib Wake Up Show this
morning.
Caleb
went 6 for 6 on Paul's show yesterday.
I've done this how many times, and I'm actually nervous.
I know. No, it just happens. It happens.
Wearing the dark gray long sleeve shirt. First one on the way. Comes up a little bit short. All right.
Okay, get the Badgers out of your
head. Palms are sweaty.
There it is.
Second one, nailed it.
Good.
1 for 2. That was really good.
That
third shot on the way with the right hand. High arc, splashed it. 2 for 3, PA. Fourth shot on the way. Rattles in and out. All right. One more to go. 3 for 5 here.
Come on.
On the way.
There it is.
Nailed it. 3 for 5, Paul. The makes look really, really good. And here's the thing.
The first shot
dead-armed a little bit, and that probably is my fault for talking too long after he was at the line ready to go.
No.
So, 3 for 5, very respectable, very solid. Thank you for joining us on the Wake Up Show, Paul.
Post-shooting comments, Paul?
I'm getting old, guys.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
He does have a birthday in April if you want to send cards.
April 20th.
Yeah.
Shares a birthday with other notable historical figures.